I'm Julian Berger. Ukrainians across Charlotte are watching the U.S. elections closely, as they could determine whether U.S. support for their country in Russia's war will continue or not. Ukrainian refugee Olha Mikhna moved to Charlotte in April of 2022, more than a month after the Russian invasion of Ukraine. Her hometown Sumy was just 18 miles from the Russian border.
When the war started, I saw how Russian tanks crossed the streets. I will never forget how it was when tank just look at you and you look at them.
With her then 8-year-old daughter, Mikhna crossed Europe, traveled to Mexico, and crossed the border into the U.S. She was given temporary protected status. Mikhna is one of the 50,000 Ukrainians on TPS. Over 200,000 Ukrainians are in the U.S. through the Uniting for Ukraine program. Although she cannot vote, Mikhna is watching the U.S. elections closely.
I think that everybody in the United States and even all over the world are watching debates and waiting for votes results, because for sure it will influence in future, not only for United States, it's important, but Ukraine and other countries.
Ukrainian American citizens and Ukrainian refugees alike have one question in mind. How will the new administration support Ukraine as the war continues against Russia? Vice President Kamala Harris and former President Donald Trump pledged to preserve peace internationally and end wars abroad. However, Trump has promised to improve ties with Russia, while Harris says she will stand with Ukraine and NATO allies. Here's George Rubeninko, a U.S. citizen living in Charlotte, who moved from Ukraine in 1996.
I am watching these elections very close as a Ukrainian, and even closer as an American. The future of Ukraine as an independent sovereign state is in the hands of United States citizen.
A recent poll from the Pew Research Center found that 63% of Democrats and 36% of Republicans say the U.S. has a responsibility to help Ukraine defend itself from Russian invasion. The conflict between Russia and Ukraine started years ago, according to UNC Charlotte history professor Steve Sable.
Most people think, of course, that it starts in 2022, but you can go back to 2014. It simmered for a number of years. Russia tried to annex some territory. It annexed the Crimea, which was not recognized internationally.
Marina Alexandra is the founder of Charlotte for Ukraine, an organization that helps Ukrainians get adjusted to living in Charlotte.
After Russia started annexing Ukrainian land back in 2014, American foreign policy toward Ukraine changed significantly.
Ukrainians in the U.S. tended to lean conservative, but as of recent years, the war has shifted their affiliations, especially as former President Donald Trump maintains a healthy relationship with Russian President Vladimir Putin, and has blamed Ukraine for the war even though Russia invaded. In a state like Pennsylvania, with a large Ukrainian-American population, their votes could be key to which presidential candidate wins the state.
Ukrainians are not a monolith society, just like any other societies. We do have Ukrainians who still believe that Trump would be good for Ukraine.
Alexandra, a U.S. citizen, believes that Democrats will continue aiding Ukraine if Vice President Harris is elected.
To me, the choice between candidates is pretty clear. For Ukrainians or for anybody who is concerned with the world democracy, to me, it's definitely Kamala Harris.
Although Mikhna can't vote as a refugee, she worries about what a Trump victory means for Ukraine.
I have some concern because he is in a good relationship with Vladimir Putin. I feel that Democrat Kamala Harris and Democrat Party more supporter.
But regardless of who is elected president, Rubeninko, a U.S. citizen, points out it's Congress who can provide aid to Ukraine.
So if Kamala wins, then we go into sort of several scenarios, because it will depend who the Congress belongs to.
Since 2022, approximately $175 billion allocated by the U.S. Congress has gone to aid Ukraine. Some of the strongest support for Ukraine has come from GOP lawmakers, but the majority of Republicans in the House voted against the most recent bill to provide aid to Ukraine and other countries. Although they're grateful for aid, many Ukrainians say the U.S. should do more, faster.
I'm talking to people who sit in their homes without electricity and running water. And when they hear our leaders say, yes, we're standing with Ukraine, we'll help Ukraine, here's $50 billion, but they don't see it, or it comes 12 months after.
Regardless of who wins the election, Rubenenko hopes the war will end soon. The question on his mind, will that ending look like a Ukrainian victory or a surrender? Julian Berger, WFAE News.